towards the end of Kosev, really. It's more or less the end of Kosev, just finished off we can. And that is the last halacha, really, which we're going to speak about, is the halacha of Tzchar Shabbos, which we started on last Zman. Let's just make a recap of what we learned. Very interesting halacha this, actually, that a person can't get payment for doing work on Shabbos. That means he's doing a job on Shabbos, perfectly good to do a job on Shabbos. Moshe, he's a babysitter. They'll have to look after a child on Shabbos. Nothing doing wrong. Even so, a person mustn't get paid for that job. A caterer is doing something mutter on Shabbos. That's a bigger thing. He's looking after people, providing a service. Can't get paid for it. Renting. All these things, any rental, any form of service that you're doing, a person may not get paid for it. That's the Issa of Tzchar Shabbos. Why did Chazal ask this? This is Halachim Siman Shin Vov. Shin Vov Siv Dal, I think it is. Hasoiches Apoel, Liska Zeroyim, Oidoba Acher, Einen Nisnoi Tzchar Shabbos. You can't get Tzchar Shabbos, you mustn't get paid for it. So what's the reason? The Mishnah Berurah says the reason why I can't do it. It's very similar to businesses. A person gets paid for a job, looks like he's doing a transaction on Shabbos, which is not allowed, but it looks like a business deal. And therefore, that's why we're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. So I think we spoke out last time, actually, that this includes any monetary benefit a person gets. Let's say a person gets interest from a bank. So he's getting paid for something on Shabbos. I mean, he's lending out his money to them. That's actually Mishnah Berurah's case. A person mustn't lend out money to a non-Jew for ribbas on a daily basis, which is normally how the interest rate works. The interest is given on a daily basis. So you're getting paid per day for a job, for lending out your money. That a person can't do. So the Maaser, normally it's not a problem, the Poskim say, because normally, you're going to see about this a little bit later, normally a person gets paid by the bank, he gets paid by Havlah, he gets paid for a day. Now the day works from 12 till 12. A normal Shabbos, Lamoshul, so it's Friday night, 12 o'clock Friday night, till Motzah Shabbos, 12 o'clock Friday night, till Motzah Shabbos, 12 o'clock. Part of that Motzah Shabbos is normally a weekday. It's not Shabbos, so you're getting paid also for a non, which you're going to see about, non-Shabbos ticket day, but that's okay. A waiter is more problematic. A waiter or caterer, so let's see what the heter is for a caterer, but a mosher, a waiter, let's say you employ someone to come along to you, so you're making a simcha on Shabbos, so you want someone to come along and help serve. So you get someone to come along and serve, you have to pay him. Yeah? I mean, the Issur Tzchar Shabbos only applies to a yid. I mean, a yid mustn't get paid. I mean, it doesn't make a difference who's paying. It could be a goy or a yid, but a yid mustn't get paid for doing a work on Shabbos. A yid could pay a goy for doing work on Shabbos. That's no Issur Tzchar Shabbos in that way. But there's another problem that you mustn't pay a non-Jew on Shabbos for various reasons. You can talk to him after Shabbos, but really shouldn't pay him on Shabbos itself. But the Issur Tzchar Shabbos is that a yid mustn't receive money for doing a job. Yeah? That's really what the Issur Tzchar Shabbos is. So who else is relevant to it? It's relevant across the board. I mean, anyone who does some sort of job on Shabbos is going to be faced with this problem. For a non-Jew, it's not so similar. A non-Jew shouldn't take money out of your house on Shabbos. It's not so similar. I just spoke to a caterer actually not so long ago. He told me actually what he does. Very interesting what he does. He told me he gives the money to the manager before Shabbos. He gives him a whole load of money to give him, so he's claiming the money before Shabbos. And on Shabbos, that manager gives out the money to the workers. And what's left over, he keeps after Shabbos, he keeps over and he gives to him. But he's claiming before him. But it's not so clear at this point, but lechur is a problem. It's a problem. The thing is, very often you can't help these things. Let's say you've got a waiter coming to you to help for a Friday night. You don't know the talk, it's the first time he comes to you. You've got to recommend him to someone else. He wants you paid on Shabbos. So you have to know what to do. It's not, I don't know what you do. I mean, I was wondering if you can acquire the money for him before Shabbos on behalf. Let's say someone acquires it for him first. I haven't got clear that you can do that. Let's say you give it to me to be coded for the goy. So it's his ready before Shabbos. Will that help? Could be a help. I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah, so there's a bit of a problem with paying workers on Shabbos. So how to get out? What's the heterim? What do Chazal allow a person to do? I'm just trying to think what else could be a problem. I mean, renting a car, the Moshe, could also be a problem. Let's say a car company wants to rent out a car just for Shabbos itself. I'm saying it's very rare. Yeah, normally it's 24 hours. Normally the same heter as the bank. By the way, by the bank case, actually, Rav Moshe says that one should give the money that one makes an interest anonymously to the stocker. in order one gets no hanor, one gets no benefit from the actual Sar Shabbos. Huh? So Yom Tov could be a problem, that's what you were saying. Yom Tov could be a problem, you've got 2 days Yom Tov, let's say Monday. No, normal Shabbos is not a problem, because the normal Shabbos is you've got 12 problems, all right. The only problem is that once you've got Shabbos and then Yom Tov the day after, so you've got 2 days Yom Tov.
That case you should give this
though. That's when there's a problem. So that's when there's a problem, that's when you should give it to anonymously, that's when you should give it anonymously to, what do you call it? That's how our emotion says you get around this problem. Sorry? You shouldn't have an off from it. You should not have a personal off from it. That's what it looks like, you shouldn't have an off from it. Yeah, that's what it looks like you shouldn't do. So it's more across the board, this thing. I mean, if someone wants to learn with someone, someone wants to teach someone bar mitzvah lessons, for example, on Shabbos. So it's a problem. It's not glatz. It's a problem of schar Shabbos getting paid for doing work on Shabbos. I'll come to that team in a certain soon. But I'm just saying where it should be a problem. I'm just trying to where else it could be a problem. What? Yeah, about Kuru, about Takeh, all these cases, the master should be problematic. First, it gets paid. So we'll come to that tale. Let's come to hedge number one, which I never had actually. I tell you what's a big problem with a babysitter. A babysitter is often, you only need them on Shabbos, and you call them on Shabbos. You have to go to a simcha, so you want a babysitter to come around. What's the heter? Well, how do you get around this problem? So there is a heter which I think is very misused actually. And the heter is Shulchan Aruch talks about is if it's done by Havlah. That means if a person does a job on Shabbos and on a weekday, and you combine it together, then you're allowed to pay for the lump sum. But the Shulchan Aruch's case is it's one big job. You made it into one big job. That means it's no good to employ a babysitter, for example, on Sunday. You pay Sunday's one cheshbon, and then you employ him on Shabbos, and you pay for both cheshbonos. That's not the heter of Havlah. Havlah is I employ a babysitter. And I say to the babysitter, look, I want you to come to me on Shabbos, but together with you coming on Shabbos, I'm binding you to come as well on Sunday as well. I mean, you have the job is bonded together. You made it one package. Because if you don't come on Sunday as well, you're not coming for Shabbos. The deal is that you come together, which people don't do actually. Yeah, people think. I must say, I always thought like this. Really, I thought many people do this actually, which is wrong. Many people say, Lamas, you know what you do? You take the babysitter on Shabbos, and I'll take it some other time during the week as well for a bit of time. That's not a heter in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch's heter is talking about when it's bonded together. You've done a package deal with a person. Sorry? Yeah, even though it's worked out a fee shah, but that's a way of working out. But since you made it one big deal together, that's called Bahavlah. So it means I tell the babysitter, for example, I want you to come on Shabbos, and I want you to come through the week sometime for Monday, and it's one deal together, that's the package I want you to come for, then I can pay. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah's case actually very interesting. Mishnah Berurah's talked about, he was talking about someone's gone to an inn, and he's there over Shabbos, he's got his horses outside, which need to be guarded. So the Mishnah Berurah, basically what he says over here, Mishnah Berurah says, he gets Yidden to look after the wagons that it shouldn't be stolen on Shabbos. Hadoba Koshes, I find it's very hard to understand. How can this merchant be over Livneiva? He's going to pay money of Schar Shabbos to the person who's a guard. He's employed a security guard, a Yid, to look after that Golas and the wagons, wherever it is. He's being over Schar Shabbos. So he says, Lochein Roy, it's correct. Sheyasne im Ashoimer, he should make a condition with the guard. Sheyishmoy Gambi Yoimer Shabbos. He should make a package. He should be Shoimer on Shabbos plus. On air shows as well a bit of the time. He adds an Uber Motzah Shabbos in the shows. And before she says love daffy, you don't need both. You don't need air Shabbos and Motzah Shabbos. As long as he's made a package deal and he's made it in a way that you'll have to work before on Shabbos plus another time, then that's for one big deal and that's Bahavlah, that's Mutter. But I say it's a mistake, a babysitter. You employ a babysitter on Shabbos, then you realize the problem of Schar Shabbos. So you know what? Come to you on Monday as well. That's not a heter. That's not allowed. Or you got a basis on Monday, and you say, you know what, since I've got you on Monday, can you come to me on Shabbos as well? That's not linked together. There's no linkage between the two deals. That's not a heter of a Havlah. Havlah has to be as linked. Then you can make a heter. Yeah, so that's what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about here. Lochein Roy, she has the Mishnah Berurah, she's going to come to me on Shabbos. And Motzah Shabbos, the Shabbos, but also have a Kishchar Shabbos, Havlah, the Shabbos, that is Motzah. Sorry?
Why is it not linked? It's Monday to Shabbos.
It is?
Monday to Shabbos, why is that not linked?
What do you mean mandatory Shabbos?
You tell them they should come both days.
Yeah, you tell them both days. But if you just took them on Monday and then you say afterwards, you know, come on Shabbos as well, that's not linked to talk together. If you tell them, if you, on the booking, you tell them, I want you to come on Monday and on Shabbos.
But most people don't need them on Monday.
I know, that's what's the problem. So you have to, so you've got a problem. That's why it's not so glad. That's exactly what the problem is. That is exactly what the problem is with the babysitter. Because very often you don't need them on during a week. So either you're going to have to get them to babysit some other time.
They're not
well, they want to get their money, so they don't mind babysitting for you, yeah?
They don't need them.
Yeah, that's not what the hedge is doing. The only other hedge I find is interesting, this is a machloek, actually.
How long do you have to babysit during the week?
That's the possible more to say. It has to be a sheer choshev. That's also a very important point. You can't, let's say, take a babysitter on Shabbos for 3 hours, and then you take a babysitter for 5 minutes on Sunday. You link out here, that's a joke.
Yeah.
It has to be something which is a choshev amount you would pay for. It's an important point, actually. Very important point. It has to be a shear that is a choshev amount you pay for. It doesn't have to be as long as Shabbos, they say. That means you could take about 6 hours on Shabbos, and you take about 3 quarters of an hour, already, I think 3 quarters of an hour, half an hour, 3 quarters of an hour, it's already a choshev amount. You pay, you wouldn't let someone come to base it for not being paid for that amount. That's already a choshev shear, 3 quarters of an hour, half an hour, 3 quarters of an hour, is already a choshev shear you pay for. So you're paying for that plus to get a thing. But you know, I said to a Rob, for example, I used to hear the eights, you call the babysitter to come during the week, to shoe up, to do a shoelace. You ask them anything, and you come and do it. That's ridiculous, I said. There's no such thing. It doesn't make sense to me. That's nothing. First, you don't get paid for that. That's not called a job. It has to be a realistic thing what you're doing. But it has to be realistic. So it has to be something you're doing. There is a heter which a possibly suggests, some possibly wants to suggest, very interesting thing, and that is if there are expenses involved. That means, for example, if the babysitter, when she comes, let's say she brings some thing as well, which is, let's say she does, she brings games with, which are going to be used up while the children play with it. So she's got expenses. So you're paying her for the expenses plus the babysitting. So chiddush, because it's not schar, not for rental and rental. You're not paying her for service and services. You're doing like a sale plus a service. That's a machlokas. But it has to be, again, the wrong topic there, it has to be a realistic thing. If someone brings three little bits of chocolates, and you can't say he's got 65 pence of expenses, and therefore you can make the whole thing around. That doesn't make sense. He has to be to wash his shoes, unless she does cut them, or she does something. She does, I don't know what she's going to do with them. She's going to play some game with them, which is going to cost her a bit of mind to do. It's an expense, which is a realistic expense, a few pounds expense, 2 or 3 pounds expense. So since she's spending money on that expense, then you can add that to the havlah. You with me?
If you decide to wash the table and go shopping for me instead of baking.
If you link it together, you tell her, I'm employing you for
Shabbos to work to do my babysitting.
Yeah.
And Monday, okay.
To go. Provided it's linked together, means it goes together. You're buying, you're doing this one sale.
Okay. So you have to babysit.
And on Shabbos, you're there. You could do that as well. It doesn't mean the same job. L'chayr, you could do that as well. It means you say, I was a good answer. It means you say, I'm employing you to come on Shabbos for babysitting, and I want you on Sunday to spend half an hour going shopping for me.
Yeah.
So I will pay you for the shopping. I mean, I'm not expecting you to do it for free. In such a case, there, l'chayr, that's also mutter. Because she's doing a job for you, which is allowed to be paid for, which makes sense. And then together with that payment, you can pay her for the what you call it as well. But a small job, which is nothing, then I said, that doesn't help at all.
You
actually.
Book on Shabbos for Monday,
right? Sorry?
So on Shabbos you have to go out, you need no babysitter. Now on Shabbos I'll leave you Sunday for shopping.
I'm going to sort out with you. I'll tell you what happens. A lot of babies are saying, they know this, I just had experience this recently. A lot of babies say, I'm not charging for Shabbos.
What?
They won't charge you?
So, one of
the
heads
will
charge us.
Really?
They have to, they've
got
to charge
us. Yeah, so that's the way out. I'm coming to one of the. What was I just saying? I said, what?
Don't charge
us.
The
babysitter says, the marshal, I don't charge for Shabbos. That's really much better. There's no charge, and she means it seriously, there's no charge,
okay,
then you have to wear presents. Then you can give her a present after Shabbos. But when she says that she's not charging, it has to be realistic. I mean, that happens the very first week you take her and she says she's not charging, that's very good. If this goes on for a few weeks like this, it's a joke. She's not really coming, she only knows she's coming because of the presents. So the very first week, which is true, a lot of girls would say,
she must come every week, she has to come every week.
That, if you try it out, don't pay her, don't give her a present, see if she's coming in. If it's true, if you're right, I think it's not true. I think realistically the girl won't come anymore. If you tell her that there's no obligation to pay, she says, yeah, no obligation, and you don't pay her for 2 or 3 weeks, she won't come again. That's what it depends on. If she will, if she's mum is doing you the service, she likes you very much, she comes to you the service, and she says, I don't really want to charge, I've got no charge, if you don't pay me, I'm also going to come. And she means it, and literally you wouldn't pay her, she would keep coming back, and you'll take her out of it. Then you're talking, right. But I find that it's a chiddush. I think it's a joke after a while. After a while,
you say, I can't pay you, but I give you my money.
No, that's no good. That's the same as payment. You just use different words. But the maestro, you guaranteed her to get compensated for what she's done. That's not allowed. That is not allowed. That bit is not allowed. So you mustn't guarantee her that she won't lose out by coming. Caterers have got the same heter with this, yeah, because a caterer has got money. Also, every caterer who serves you, let's say you order a caterer for Shabbat Brachos and Shabbat lunch. So he's got a lot of expenses. He's got to buy the food, which is also an expense, and then he's selling you the food, plus he's charging for the service. So he's got a heter, he's got the same heter over here. He's got two things in one. A part of the service is to charge you for the food that he's selling you, plus he's doing a service to you. He's going to serve the food, cook it for you, and do whatever he has to do. That's the also mutter.
Before
Shabbos. So it's not even better. He's all part of the service is doing something before Shabbos. A waiter is much more complicated. A waiter, I don't know how you get around. A waiter is more problematic, because a waiter doesn't do anything. A waiter just comes on Shabbos, a Yiddish waiter, let's say. Or a Yiddish waiter comes on Shabbos. What? So Mashkeh might be Tzorim Mitzvah, we'll come to that hopefully in a minute, right? So it could be. Let's say a waiter comes and says, you want someone to help serve the food. So you get some bochum to come along and serve the food, you're going to pay them after Shabbos. That's much worse there, because they've got no expenses at all. And they're coming, why have you got to pay them? That, I don't know how you get around. That one, I don't know how you, unless you make it a job. So I want you to come as a waiter on Shabbos, and part of the job is, you go shopping for me on Sunday, you buy some stuff for me on Sunday. Yeah, if you do that, that's also right. If he's massive to do that, which he probably will be, because he wants to get paid. He wants to get his payment for Shabbos as well, so he'll probably be massive to do that. That's the only way, otherwise I don't know how you can do that. What? Yeah. No, a goyish waiter is not a problem. A goyish waiter is not a problem. It's a Yiddish waiter that's a problem. A goyish waiter is not a problem. So a Yiddish waiter will be a problem. The other heter that the Mechaber brings, let's just go through this if we can. The Mechaber says, also this is chazon and this part of Shabbos. This even applies to Dvar Mitzvah. Even by Dvar Mitzvah, one may not hasn't got a heter of Schar Shabbos. That's the first shift of Mechaber. Then the Mechaber carries on. Yesh Mishamati. There's some who do allow this. That for Dvar Mitzvah, they allow it. So, Moshe, your Mashkiach case, or your Baal Tekeah case, or your Baal Tefillah case, they have got a heter in Shulchan Aruch. It's not ideal because the Shulchan Aruch says the second day. The first shit is that you should not rely on this heter of the Tzorech Mitzvah. And even the Matirim hold Ein Eroyes of a Bracha, which is not very good. It means you're not going to gain much out of this money you've got. You haven't got much out of this money you've got. You don't see a similar Bracha out of it. So the Chayra. He's the best thing for him to do. So Baal Tekeah is posher. He does it by law, really, because he has to practice beforehand. He's practicing his thing. Chazon, what? About Chayra, what do you call it? Someone just asked me a few weeks ago, he said he's teaching someone on Shabbos. So he said he doesn't know what to do about Schar Shabbos. I said, well, you have to prepare. He said, I'll tell you, prepare nothing, actually, he said to me. It's very easy, Gemara. Prepare absolutely nothing. I come straight to the thing without any preparation. That looks worse.
That's
what?
It's
a joke, he doesn't need to. He said he doesn't need to prepare me. It's a funny thing, you don't need it at all. The whole thing means it's a tircha. You're doing something which you're going to get paid for. Something which you don't need to do is a chiddush, that you should be paid for it.
They should learn a little bit of Matzah Shabbos.
Oh, so you couldn't learn with him. No, it has to be a sheer chosra. You can't learn with him for 5 minutes. It has to be something you would pay for. So the moshe, let's say half an hour, kind of stuff. A person will learn with someone half an hour or so, then you get paid for it. Then I can say, you can say to him, learn on Shabbos for an hour, and a moshe for half an hour. And then we make it one deal together. We link it together. It's one thing together. That together is mutter. But l'chora, otherwise, the problem. So the moshe, mashkiach. So he's got a problem with Mashkiach, really. He's got his head on the Tzorech Mitzvah, he's doing a Dvar Mitzvah, he's going to make sure the food's kosher and everything, but it's Ein Eroyes Siman Bracha, so he has to try and make it Mahavlah.
Yeah,
so a lot of them come in before Shabbos to check. They're coming, part of the services, they come in before Shabbos. It's all about the deal. It's awkward for them, understand, you pay someone for doing that. That will be a head of the Tucker. So you have to know the best head is Mahavlah to make it that you can do it Mahavlah, but that's what to do. Alright, we say. Ah, you're smelling right.